broadcasting on behalf of Financial Services Online, your destination for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management solutions. I'm Paige Estrotori, back with your Financial Services Daily News Wrap for Thursday, November 13th, 2025. Let's dive straight into a flurry of high-impact announcements from the Australian financial sector. Nuno Matos, the new CEO of ANZ Bank, has launched a bold strategic overhaul, leading to a noteworthy reduction in workforce. Around 4,500 roles, including 3,500 employee and 1,000 contractor positions, will be culled in the coming year. The move, incurring a charge of roughly $560 million, aims at enhancing ANZ's competitiveness and honing its focus on digital transformation, aligning it with prevailing industry trends. As customers stand to gain improved digital services, it's a time of uncertainty for the employees. Next up, a significant legal development to share with you. As telecommunications titan Optus has been hit with an $100 million fine for unscrupulous sales practices. It's a landmark ruling deploring the company's targeting of vulnerable Australians. Optus now has a steep hill to climb as it pays penalties, compensates impacted customers, and invests $1 million in developing digital literacy among Indigenous Australians. In banking news, Westpac has declared a minor drop in its annual returns, down to a $699 billion, $7.11 billion previously. Still surpassing expectations, the slip is attributed to fierce mortgage market competition and a fractional dip in net interest margin to 1.94%. Facing a challenging market landscape, Westpac is divesting its $21.4 billion RAMS mortgage portfolio, a move beneficial for borrowers, but worth keeping a keen eye on for any ensuing policy changes. Rounding off with our macroeconomic update, the Reserve Bank of Australia has held the cash rate steady at 3.60%. This balance reflects rising inflationary pressures, with the consumer price index rising remarkably from 2.1% to 3.2%, alongside an uptick in unemployment to 4.5%. Borrowers can breathe a sigh of relief with stable loan interest rates, but with such volatile economic indicators making headlines, enlist the help of a trusted financial advisor to navigate these changing times. That's all for today's Financial Services Daily News Wrap. For in-depth insights, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.